Prologue. As far as the eye could see, the world was white, pure white. It settled over the area, more pristine than morning mist, more tranquil than the sea of clouds fanned around the highest mountain peak. Fog. Amid its soft whiteness, which seemed impossible to touch, stood one little girl. As the fog spread out with her at the center, covering everything with its haze, she slowly stretched her hand out. Vapor coiled around it, clinging to her, heavier than lead and hindering her movements. It was an unnatural amount of mass for fog. Even the tiny movement of raising her arm was enough to cause the condensation to mold itself to her body. When she tried to move anyway, it pressed down even harder until the small girl's fragile arm broke with a snap. Though her arm had been twisted out of shape, she gave a little sigh of disappointment, evidently unbothered by the pain. She lifted her chin, looking toward the noises from her surroundings. In the fog, she could barely make out the fingertips at the end of her broken arm. While she couldn't depend on her eyes to guide her, she could listen to the unpleasant sounds that reached her ears. At any moment, there was the eerie chattering of teeth, shrieks sounding like the mangled cries of birds and wild animals, flesh crashing into flesh, and dying screams. The inability to see anything but white fog made the sounds all the more unsettling. And it wasn't just her ears, either. Her body itself was exposed to a disquieting sensation. Drops of liquid poured down on her, soaking her skin. It felt like rain, but it wasn't. Showering her was fresh blood. Invisible in the fog, a battle was unfolding. Combatants devouring, killing, crushing one another, rending flesh, tearing at one another's spirits, swallowing their very souls. This rain of blood striving to stain the white space would not last long. Chunks of flesh fell with a splat, and they would quickly be slurped up and swallowed by something unseen. She used her ears, skin, nose, tongue, and everything but her obscured vision to sense her surroundings as she began to hum. The little girl, so out of place in this bizarre location, was humming a tune. She sang the melody with nothing but wordless notes, no lyrics to match the song. As she dangled her legs in the air, the surface below her seemed to shift in response to the song. It moved forward, backward, left, right, and even up and down. The very ground was altering. Something landed with a wet splat right next to the girl. An entire armful's worth of meat. Ah, she thought, realizing that something above her must have gotten torn apart by something else. Lumps of bloody flesh, noticeably larger than usual, began to fall around her. Within moments, small monsters scuttled closer to devour the meat. In the constant eat-or-be-eaten battle, dead monster meat was the perfect fodder. One of the creatures that had come to scavenge for meat set its sights on the little girl, who was innocently humming her tune. A bird-shaped monster, bigger than a human being. It assumed the smaller figure was defenseless prey and thrust its long beak down to impale her. The little girl paid it no mind. There was no need for her to do anything. The surface below her feet lurched upward. What the girl was actually standing on was a gigantic beast. It would be difficult to measure even its width, let alone its full length. The monster, as big as a living island, opened its maw. Its mouth was bristling with spike-like teeth. Even the smallest tooth was larger than an adult human being. The bird monster that had swooped down to attack was swallowed like a tiny fish into the mouth of a whale. It crashed onto one of the teeth, skewered to death. When the large monster moved, the surrounding battle sped up. Blood gushed like fountains. Broken teeth and pieces of flesh piled high. Soon, there was so much mashed-up sinew that it spread before her like the ocean. But none of it mattered to the little girl.